Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Hello, bastards and wenches, and welcome to a very special episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. So as I was walking out of Quentin Tarantino's latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I began to have a spark of inspiration. As Tarantino delivered something of a dreamscape of Los Angeles in 1969, I pondered over the concept of how a show like this would have been presented in this timeline. And listeners, what I have conjured up is quite possibly as close as a No Borders No Race could have been during the summer of 1969. Of course, it wouldn't be called No Borders No Race, as the concept of political correctness wasn't popular at the time. No, a show focused primarily on music from another country would have had a bit more of a questionable name. And after thinking long and hard, the name that popped into my head was The Bang Bong Show. Yes, I can already see some of you raising your eyebrows as you hear that title. And as such, do be prepared to hear a phrase or two that would be completely frowned upon by today's standards. Please, don't get offended. A big inspiration for this episode goes to a Boston-based DJ who, just yesterday, if you're listening to this on the day of its release, celebrated his 93rd birthday. That man is Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg, a DJ that helped pave the way for many artists to become popular not just in the Boston area, but all over America. If you're lucky enough to find it, you can hear what his show is like on the compilation record Cruisin' 1961. So, Arnie, if you somehow hear this podcast via a friend or a relative, I hope you enjoy this little homage to what you did best. One other thing to note is that most of the Japanese songs you'll be hearing are very hard to come by in their original 7-inch singles. Fortunately, if you'd like to add these songs to your collection officially, you can find them on two sets of dual compilation albums, GS I Love You, Japanese Garage Bands of the 1960s, and Nippon Girls, Japanese Pop, Beat, and Bossa Nova, 1965 to 1970. These compilations are a blast from the past, and I highly urge you to grab them if this taste that I'll be offering is something you enjoy. With all of that out of the way, let us go back in time to an alternate realm of Los Angeles, California, 1969. It's late July, early August, and the clock is about to strike 3 p.m. And when it does, the sounds of Japanese pop and world alternative take over the airwaves of KLAS 1320 AM. Ladies and gents, I give you The Bang Bong Show.
KLAS 1320, Los Angeles. If you want to pass, you got to get to class. And now, folks, it's time for The Bing Bong Show with our own King of the Orient, Mr. Jolly Weinberg.
Hello, lovely people of Los Angeles, and welcome again to the Bing Bong Show, where we play the hottest tracks from across the Pacific and other flavors from all over the world. I'm your on-air buddy, Charlie Choo-Choo Weinberg, here to present another mixture of Japanese melodies that will keep your yellow fever at bay. It's another hot one out there in Los Angeles, but it's not too hot to go grab yourself a soda and a burger at your local Fat Billy's Burgers. And for this summer of 69, Fat Billy's Burgers is teaming up with the Bing Bong Show to give its customers a very special patty. That's right, it's the Weinburger, a special tasty meat sandwich with not one, not two, but three burger patties with all its toppings and mystery teriyaki sauce. Why is it a mystery? We're not going to tell you. So go on down to Fat Billy's and grab yourself a Weinburger for 15 cents. And if you add a choo-choo to your order, they'll throw in a second Weinburger absolutely free. That's Fat Billy's Burgers. When it comes to tasty food, you can always trust a fatty. And now, folks, let's get these jams rolling with the aid of the Cougars and their hit, Aphrodite.
がしびれる生かしたリズムが狂ってほとろをたまりごめるめと
Kazuya Nishikawa can bring something that crazy. Speaking of crazy, I saw Brian Wilson the other day eating a hot dog with turnip sauce. What kind of wackiness is that? Say, listeners, if you're looking for a new sweet ride, head on over to Carl's Cadillac Corral in downtown Los Angeles. He's got new cads, old cads, and even fun caddy knickknacks for those collectors out there. And if you head on over and tell him Charlie sent you, Carl will throw in for free a KLAS radio air freshener to make your new car smell even nicer. That's Carl's Cadillac Corral, LA's number one spot for the best auto deals around. And now, folks, it's time for some sounds from Detroit. No, this isn't Motown flavor. This is good old-fashioned rock and roll. They're about to make their big debut later this week, and it's a doozy of a record. They're called The Stooges, and I sure hope Mo Howard doesn't sue them. It's a song about to hear right now, and it's called 1969.
Say oh my and a boo-hoo. Yeah, you love your grandma's cooking? Don't you wish you could have it every single day? Well, now you can with Quaker's new Granny Goodies. Any kind of meal, any kind of style, all made the way you remember Grandma making it, fresh from the oven. Tuna casserole, egg salad sandwiches, fried chicken and collard greens, and even Sunday sweets like carrot cake and rum raisin cookies. Quaker's scoured cozy kitchens across the country for hundreds of homemade recipes from America's best nanas, and the result is hearty goodness straight from the heart. So next time you're at your local supermarket, look for the yellow box with the lacy edging. Look for Quaker's Granny Goodies. The secret ingredient is love.
So we had to play something from the Jaguars. That was Tryo Yaro, and the Jaguars were in town the other day for a gig hosted by my good buddy Alan Sherman. It's very nice to see him on his feet again, by the way. And if you need some fancy feet work, go on to Sally's Shoe Emporium for all your finest kicks, fancy footworks, and comfy slippers. I was there the other day and grabbed myself to eat some slippers that looked like bare feet. That's some cookie style there. That's Sally's Shoe Emporium in downtown Burbank. I sure hope you bought some of them go-go boots from Sally, by the way, because here's Reiko Mari with a humdinger known as Saike na Machi.
Nijinga,
のさっけな街で踊り続ける孤独な私の胸に夜明けが来るまで
go to New Orleans for a voodoo child, just call my good friend Jimi Hendrix to nab you one. And here's something nuts. Good old young Jim plays his guitar upside down. What sort of madness is that? Well, just don't let him borrow your guitar. He might just set it on fire. And speaking of fire, whenever I need a moment, I like to get lit with some red apple cigarettes. No smoke makes me more chill and relaxed than red apples. Filtered, unfiltered, menthol, and even flavored, red apple cigarettes offers any taste for those in need of a quick fix. It may be a red apple, but unlike your Lucky Strikes, it lacks the post-smoke bite. So take a toke with the perfect smoke that red apple cigarettes delivers. It's the only smoke more American than apple pie. So I saw Star Trek's own George Takei at the Colorama the other day during a viewing of that new Dean Martin flick. He's quite a handsome fella, so it's always surprising to never see a sweetie by his side, always hanging around with the guys, though. Perhaps they're giving him some pointers on how to win a nice gal's heart. Nice to have pals like that. I reckon they're getting all of his loving skills covered. On the subject of covers, I'm always intrigued when bands do them in other languages. And here on the Bing Bong Show, we always love it when our friends across the Pacific do such a thing. This time, it's the Carnabeats with a rendition of that Zombies hit, I Love You, called Love Only For You.
Suit? Then call Bob Workman, attorney at law. I guarantee every client a stunning victory or their money back. Accidents, divorces, theft, and even stabby-stabby fun times. I'll use my Chicago University know-how to get you off faster than the night call with a dame. Call me, Bob Workman, at 555-4783. That's 555-I-SUE. I'll take any case and win it, because that's the Workman Guarantee.
Such a groovy little track. And now, folks, it's time for the Weinberg Big Bong Daily Giveaway. Call us up at 555-KLAS and get yourself a chance to win two tickets to this year's Bing Bong Bonanza happening on August 26th at the Hollywood Bowl. Check out Japan's coolest acts live on stage like Linda Yamamoto, The Youngers, Jun Mayuzumi, The Cupids, and the King of Sukiyaki himself, Q Sakamoto. Be caller number 20 and answer this question. Who created the classic NBC cartoon Astro Boy? Call us now at 555-KLAS. Be caller 20. Deliver the right answer and you'll be on your way to the Bing Bong Bonanza. It's going to be one heck of a zinger. Speaking of zingers, here is a song that I think is going to be played alongside the Monster Mash for Halloween's to come. It's California's own Creedence Clearwater Revival with Bad Moon Rising.
Hey!
Savage are speaking my language, even though there were no words to that song. That was Space Express. What a wacky idea. A train in outer space. I should probably tell my comic writing pen pal AJ about that idea. I bet it could sell millions. And hey, a special congratulations to Sadie Atkins for getting the Weinberg Bing Bong Daily Question right with the answer of Osamu Tezuka. Good going, Sadie. I hope you and your friend have a wonderful time at the Bing Bong Bonanza. Who knows, you might just meet me in between band introductions and spinning records in our one-of-a-kind KLAS Wine Booth 2000 right by the stage. You know, kids, I was hanging with my good friend Hugh over at Playboy Mansion. We were getting some rays, and we heard a Dragon's Maid ice cream truck rolling by the area. So the two of us treated some of the bunnies to some cold treats. We're talking icy chucks, copies, zoom zooms, and even some top of the pops. I tell you, the ladies of the Playboy Mansion had their day made thanks to Dragon's Maid ice cream. So fellas, if you're looking to brighten your gal's day, call the coolest giant lizard around, and your honey will be over the moon by its sweetness. That's Dragon's Maid ice cream, now available in grocery stores everywhere and even our streets of LA. Just listen to that choo-choo yeah jingle, and you'll know that dessert dragon is flying close by. And now, here's a little number from a lady who'll be playing at this year's Bing Bong Bonanza. It's Linda Yamamoto with Koi no Banbon.
The CCC at Barry's Warehouse this weekend. Meet the biggest superheroes. Dress up as your favorite characters. Try your hand at our rare comic book auction. And, for the first time ever, thanks to the Bing Bong Show, own some one-of-a-kind comics straight from Japan. Plus, on Sunday, meet the dynamic duo of Adam West and Burt Ward live in person as they talk all things Batman with KLS's own Charlie Choo Choo Weinberg. That's the California Comic Convention, the Triple C, happening this weekend at Barry's Warehouse.
Take a look, my name is Rose. Just your bandmates' names will suffice. That was Davey D. Dozy Beaky Mick and Titch with Hold Tight. They'll be on tour with Paul Revere and the Raiders this fall with a show at LA's Coliseum for a special Halloween gig. Wear a costume and get in the concert half price. Well, folks, it looks like my time is up. Thank you all for listening to the Bing Bong Show today. The fan letters I get from all of you really make every episode I do here worth it. And listeners, I'll be by the Fat Billy's Burgers later tonight from 5 to 7 to serve each and every customer a wine burger with a special twist made by yours truly. Remember to say choo-choo when placing an order, and you'll get a second wine burger absolutely free. Boy, my tummy just rumbles with excitement just thinking about them burgers. I'm going to leave you off with some Meiko Hirota with the sultry Kazuto Otokonoko. Until next time, this is Charlie Choo Choo Weinberg saying, Sayonara, baby.
Kaze na naiteru wa koi no machi kado de watashi no yoni suki da kara anata ga hoshi no ningyo no yona
のように好きだから話したくないの人形のような恋人なのね。
どで女の子のように
You've been listening to The Bing Bong Show on KLAS 1320, Los Angeles. Remember, if you want to pass, you've got to get to class. Up next, it's Harry's Hot Hits, the show with the best of the best America has to offer.